This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up, well, anything that you want. We're here on the radio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And of course, you can bring up anything that's the point of the show. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then we've got the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. If you want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, definitely get on over on that Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. A little bit more election recap then coming up. Well, Daryl, you've got the story about Venezuela and their continuing failure that the Venezuelan Bolivar is seeing with insane levels of hyperinflation, even after their magical fix that they tried to put in place back in August of dropping five zeros off of their already hyperinflated currency. As anyone, you know, as though anyone thought that was actually going to work. Well, it turns out it didn't work.
Right.
And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. Plus, Chris Wade's joining us from Think Penguin and the his show, his video program, which is Freedom Decrypted over at freedomdecrypted.com. I think we should announce that that show is now available in audio form on LRN.fm in our podcast lineup. So welcome aboard, Chris, finally.
It is. It's very exciting to be on LRN.fm.
And now that means you also have a podcast available, so any listeners who want to follow your show and subscribe directly
That's right.
They can now do that with an MP3 and an OGG, I believe, podcast. You've got two different podcasts.
Yeah, there's, I think, yeah, I don't remember exactly what we have. We have MP3s and
OGG
files of both.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if we've linked to the MP3 one or...
It's on your front page.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
So head on over to freedomdecrypted.com. You can find that there. just again, I think you guys apparently mentioned this last night, Daryl, but the ballot initiatives on cannabis were mostly successful in the United States this week.
Yeah, I think we touched very briefly on it, but we didn't go into any kind of details.
According to Huffington Post and HuffPost.com, there were victories in Michigan, Missouri, and of all places, Utah. So three more states either legalized cannabis for recreational or medical use this week. Voters in Michigan legalized recreational cannabis, making them the 10th state in the nation and the first state in the Midwest to do so. In both Utah and Missouri, voters legalized cannabis for medical purposes, being the 31st and 32nd state to approve medical cannabis. I thought there were more than that. Oh, maybe it's CBDs.
Right. So it depends on really how you count. So if you include states that allow for use of CBD or states that allow for what's referred to as an affirmative defense, to where you get arrested, you get charged, you go to court and you say, hey, judge, I've got this medical problem. I'm taking it for medical purposes. And then the judge would say, oh, well, that's a valid defense, but it's
case
not
dismissed.
Statutorily authorized where you can go to a place and purchase it.
Got it. Hmm. So, yeah, depending on how you count, sounds like this is cannabis with THC. So I'm guessing the 31st and 32nd states with
where
THC.
Where a doctor can prescribe and you can actually go to a location and legally obtain.
Right. In North Dakota, unfortunately, voters rejected a measure that would have legalized recreational cannabis. Not just any old measure, though. The North Dakotan proposal was pretty amazing. I don't know if you heard anything about it, but the proposal on the ballot...
I heard a little bit, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah, this is what we want, basically. This, to me, would have been the ideal situation for cannabis. Let me see if it actually says what this does. I've got Ballotpedia pulled up here. A yes vote supported the ballot initiative to legalize the recreational use of marijuana in the state of North Dakota for people 21 years of age or older and create an automatic expungement process for individuals with convictions for a controlled substance that has been legalized. There was more here, though, because I remember reading that this actually basically just stripped away prohibition, that the initiative in North Dakota would actually have just gotten rid of prohibition, and essentially you would be able to, here it is, under the measure, individuals over the age of 21. Now, obviously, I think that anybody, no matter what their age, should be able to do this, but regardless, right. Get the rest of this.
For sure.
Could not have been prosecuted in any court for charges relating to any nonviolent marijuana-related activity except distribution to someone under 21. These activities would have included growing, selling, distributing, and smoking. So basically, they would have, if this passed, and unfortunately only about 40% of North Dakotan voters voted for this, this would have stripped away any kind of regulation when it comes to cannabis. There would have been no legalization scheme, because normally when these states are legalizing cannabis, it comes along with a regulation and taxation scheme. This would simply have stricken all of that and made it so anybody who wants to grow, sell, distribute, possess, smoke, vaporize, whatever with cannabis would have been a completely legal act, with the exception of sales to under the age of 21.
You know what I find that kind of interesting? Usually we are more lenient, or supposedly we're more lenient with juveniles. So does it remain a criminal when they legalize it for people over 21? Does it remain a criminal, like some sort of criminal
for 18 to 21? Yes. Thing, it would wind up if you're over the age of 21 and you sell to someone under the age of 21, that would be a criminal act.
For the person selling, but also for the person receiving.
It wouldn't be likely.
Like, one paragraph ballot measure doesn't specify.
It would likely continue as a misdemeanor or whatever it would have been previous. However,
so insane.
The initiative measure would amend the North Dakota Century Code, I guess that's what they call their statutes there, by removing hashish, marijuana, and tetrahydrocannabinols from the list of Schedule I controlled substances. And then it says here it would create a different chapter which would define the terms marijuana and marijuana paraphernalia, and then prohibit the prosecution of any person over the age of 21 for any nonviolent marijuana-related activity. And it doesn't say anything here.
It also doesn't say that regulations can't be introduced.
It doesn't say that, but it doesn't introduce them, whereas what we've seen in every other state, including the proposals made here in New Hampshire, have been pages and pages and pages of regulations. This is just strike that from Schedule 1. Right. And make it legal for anyone over the age of 21 to grow, sell, possess, distribute. That is pretty darn good. That is the best proposal that I have seen thus far across the board, across all of the United States. Right. That's the best. Better than Canada, better than Uruguay, better than any other system of legalized cannabis.
What about Europe, where they decriminalized all drugs?
You're talking about Portugal?
Yeah, Portugal.
So Portugal, it's only decriminalized to possess small amounts, personal amounts of all drugs.
Would that not still be better than...
No, we're just talking about marijuana here. Okay. So that's better for other drugs, because those other drugs are still illegal in North Dakota. But in the case of North Dakota on cannabis, if this were to have passed, this would have completely made it... If you had 100 pounds of marijuana, it would be legal.
Oh, wow.
If you were growing an entire warehouse full of plants, it would be legal.
That is interesting.
Nonviolent marijuana-related activities, including growing, manufacturing, distributing, selling, or testing.
Yeah. So everything you could possibly
paraphernalia.
Do. Right.
So in Portugal, it's only possession of
small amounts.
They say small amounts, but they wind up calculating a 10-day supply, which in the U.S.,
so an ounce.
You've got a 10-day supply of something, they're hitting you with intent to distribute.
No doubt.
But this much better because it would allow for distribution.
Yeah. Which is amazing.
Oh, wow.
Without all of the BS regulations that go along with it in the other states. In other states, if you want to grow, you've got to tag every single plant. With like an RFID chipped tag.
Wait, really?
There's an insane level of regulation. You've got to have there's all these regulations on labeling requirements. There's regulations on testing. So you have to not only tag every single plant, but you've got to track all the tags when they're going from place to place because they're super worried about weed floating out of the legal system and going into the black market, which, of course, it does all the time. So obviously they figured out ways around that. But either way, it's a huge burden on these growers and the distributors. In North Dakota, they would have just had none of that. It would have just been a legal product, just like tomatoes, like
yes.
except for the prohibition under 21. That's the only thing that's imperfect about this.
Right.
Otherwise, this is the ideal. I hope that we can see some state do this. Sadly, North Dakota voters only voted about 40% for what would have essentially been total cannabis freedom. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash, BCH. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com. Pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the successful and the one not successful cannabis decrim/legalization/medical cannabis ballot initiatives that were on the ballot this week here, and a few of them actually passed, which, of course, is to be expected because finally people in the United States are moving in the right direction on this issue. It was actually apparently Michigan, as well as so Michigan legalized it for recreational. Utah and Missouri, interestingly, did medical legalization. And sadly, North Dakota, which had the best measure that I've seen so far, which would have totally ended prohibition on cannabis for anyone over the age of 21, meaning you could sell, you could grow, you could distribute, you can smoke, you can possess.
Large quantities.
Large, yeah, whatever you want, with no governmental permission whatsoever. They would have stricken cannabis from the Schedule One narcotics, which is would have been amazing if that actually passed. It would have been tremendous. And it would have been tremendous for the North Dakotan economy. I mean, think about the frustrations that these producers must have with all these ridiculous regulations that they've got to follow. Or you can just move to North Dakota and then not have to follow those regulations, although I imagine if you wanted to ship it into the other states, they might require it. But either way...
Well, it's still federally illegal to ship it across state lines.
That's a good point.
Yeah, but don't they consider it illegal at the federal level anyway, even within a state?
Yeah, it depends who you ask.
There an argument, like, years ago, a court case that went up?
Well, Obama made a policy to leave them
but
alone.
But that was rescinded by Jeff Sessions.
Right, but that's a policy decision, not a...
Correct.
Not the legal...
Technically,
it's illegal. The law says that it is a federal offense.
Right. And
now, the head of the Department of Justice can make a policy decision about whether or not the Department of Justice is going to strictly enforce something. The Attorney General could say, that's not a top priority for us. We're going to go after other things. And then they just sort of, don't really look for it, but if it's right in their face, all right, we'll go ahead and do something. But, yeah, it's one of those things to where thus far it's been mostly hands-off, and I'm using air quotes there because in California a lot of the medical dispensaries have been raided, even during the Obama administration.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about the cannabis measures here in moments. But the phones are open, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Aaron. He's in Oklahoma, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was just calling because I know you've been doing the election the post-game show, for the lack of better. And
yes, sir.
While you were talking about cannabis, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Lord, what a beautiful world it would be if everyone could do what North Dakota was trying to do. But going to that, I feel like here in Oklahoma, we had a pretty good success rate. We were able to maintain ballot access for the Libertarian Party going through 2022.
Congrats.
Nice. Our gubernatorial candidate was able to hit 3.4%. And surprisingly, to me at least, our candidate for state auditor to inspector, which would have been fantastic to have a Libertarian in office, actually netted 25% of the total vote.
That was a two-way race, correct?
It was. And, I mean, when you look at the total numbers, yes, he got drubbed, but 25% is nothing to shake a stick at by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not terrible, but it's also not close.
Right, but when ballot access depends on a statewide candidate getting, what is it, in Oklahoma, 20%, I think, then if you focus somebody in one of those two-way races, you have a much better shot.
I think we were only actually supposed to be at 3% for ballot access, if I remember correctly. It was something around, for the gubernatorial candidate, 40,000 votes would have guaranteed ballot access.
Okay.
And we
had
several candidates clear that benchmark.
I know there are a couple of states to where it is 20%. Alabama is one of them. And it's only been done once or twice ever, and it's been one of those, low-level statewide offices. Here in New Hampshire, where we are, it's only the governor or U.S. Senate.
It's very hard to do it here.
And there aren't any other statewide offices.
Correct. And almost everybody did 2-ish percent this time around.
I know for us it was pretty energizing for the folks here at the Oklahoma Libertarian Party and the discussion that shifted to how to keep that momentum going forward. What can we do to stop the every 4 to 6 months before election and try to keep driving? So I feel like there's a lot of positive energy coming out in Oklahoma. I know we had five proposals that came up, only one of them got passed through. It was based on Marcy's Law. And the other ones that would have basically added to government got handily slapped down by the entirety of the state. So, I just think...
Well, that's good to know. There was, there was some good news here with the ballot measures that one of them basically made it so you don't need to have standing in a court case in order to file some sort of...
No, it said that taxpayers automatically have standing in cases against a government.
Oh, right. Yes.
Where previously they would come up with all of these justifications why there was no standing without ever hearing the merits. This will guarantee that you have standing, and then they look at the merits.
Then they'll kick out the case after that. But at the very least.
And then the other one added a right to privacy.
Correct.
Specifically,
into the Constitution.
Privacy from government intrusion.
Right. So those are good things, and those were voted for over 80% of the state. You know, I'm glad to hear that you guys are having some success, Aaron. Unfortunately, I feel like it will only just distract people from what is ultimately the best strategy, which, of course, is to move to New Hampshire and join the migration.
I haven't yet pledged, but I do intend on moving to New Hampshire when it becomes more fiscally viable. But I'll do what I can here for Oklahoma while I'm here, and then when I get to New Hampshire, I intend on jumping on board full steam ahead.
Great. So. Good plan, dude. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, you guys have been wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. That's Aaron in Oklahoma. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about the mass shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, where that creep is that furious man. They're trying to figure out what
is this a breaking news item? Because I haven't been paying attention at all to the news.
That was actually the day before yesterday.
Okay.
And the thing is that I suspect that you can talk sense to these people, but most folks don't want anybody talking sense to the tomorrow's mass shooter, because in order to talk sense to them, you would have to make sense. And most people, if you're griping about serious problems like public schools and zoning restrictions and drug laws, most people don't want those problems to be solved. They don't want those problems to be eliminated. So they don't want to really talk to these people about, the real anything sensible. They say, that's the will of the people, which is a lie. Because as your geometry teacher no doubt told you, for a statement to be true, it has to be true for all cases, and not all people support those laws.
Not only that, but the voters that tend to vote in any election are not even close to a majority. They're not a majority of the people who vote, and then, of course, of those who actually vote for the winner, they're a fraction of a minority, basically. So, it's never the will of the people. It's just what the politicians want to do.
Yeah, I think here in New Hampshire, we did just barely get a majority of registered voters.
Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here in moments. I do have a story about this guy, apparently a former Marine, so government-trained killer. Shot up.
Taught how to kill.
Yeah, shot 12 people to death.
That surprised me.
Inside a California bar. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
As Florida heads towards a machine recount for the Senate and gubernatorial races, current Republican Governor Rick Scott and Senate candidate running against Democrat Bill Nelson has one question for Broward County election officials.
Broward County came up with 78,000 more votes after the election night. How did Palm Beach County come up with 15,000 more votes? They can't tell us where they came from. They can't tell us how they got there. There's no transparency.
On Friday, President Trump issued an order to deny asylum rights to migrants who entered the country illegally. The ACLU in Northern California is already challenging that ruling. Firefighters in Southern California are doing what they can to protect homes in Ventura and Los Angeles counties from fast-moving wildfires. We're hearing over 30,000 homes have been evacuated, and Acting Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of them. There's four of them right there at the top of the list of various different chat rooms and such that allow you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Your property and your family are precious. You can protect them with Blink. The Blink motion-activated HD cameras, they are wireless, and they set up fast because they're wireless. It is a huge pain if you ever get one of those wired security systems to have to run the wires through walls or however it is you're going to get them from the sort of the base station to the cameras. This is wireless, so you just unbox them, put the batteries in, which last up to 2 years, by the way. And they are just AA, so it's super easy to get more of them. It's not like some special kind of battery. So you just put the batteries in and put up the cameras wherever you want them. Need to get a different angle, just move the cam, no problem. And, of course, there's a live feed option to allow you to monitor what's going on anytime you want, but also you can set the cameras up to operate during the times that you specify, and then it'll send you clips of any motion that goes on in front of them. There's no contracts, there's no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. That's because Blink is an Amazon company. And they were purchased by Amazon because they thought the product was that great. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. No contracts or subscriptions. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. So the other good news here about cannabis. Again, North Dakota's ballot measure did not pass. But I don't know if you mentioned this on the air, Daryl, but apparently North Dakota had just passed last year medical.
Right. Yeah, we had mentioned that. think, a couple of days before the election, mm-hmm. where we were going over the different states that were voting on some kind of cannabis thing. And right. in Utah, I know you seemed very surprised that it passed. It was pretty well known that it was going to pass in Utah, which really upset the super conservatives out there.
Yeah, but I guess you got an article
about
it.
They knew that the voters in Utah were going to pass it.
Right.
The one politician, I forget which one it was, he said, first tea, then coffee, now this.
Orrin Hatch said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was actually pretty funny. But we'll get into Utah here in a moment, because there's a little piece from the folks over at the Universal Life Church on inside the Mormon Church's stunning about face on cannabis.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
exactly. The Mormon Church? The one that doesn't even allow alcohol?
That's the one. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that. But first, the summary here. Because, again, we talked mostly about North Dakota and how its measure, which would have completely ended prohibition on cannabis with the exception of under 21s, meaning you could grow, you could sell, you could distribute, you could possess, you could smoke, you can, you know, do whatever basically you want with it. That one, unfortunately, did not pass. But hopefully we're going to see other states try that. Hopefully somebody in New Hampshire, maybe one of these liberty-friendly representatives, will put forward a end prohibition legalization bill rather than the typical legalization bills, which have a bunch of regulations
right.
and allow the government to control it. I want to see that happen.
The commission to study regulation and whatnot of cannabis did recommend a tax and regulate.
Surprise! A bunch of cops on a commission came back and said, "Oh yeah, let's if we can't have any legal, let's control it."
Right. That's the surprise, that the group of cops and lawyers and, like, one or two people from, you know, organizations that were supportive of cannabis, mm-hmm. it was mostly people that were opposed.
Well, I understood that they said, if you're going to legalize it, then this is what you should do, but that they opposed the legalization.
I believe they, in the report, said, we're not going to vote whether to recommend legislation
okay.
or not.
Because the police chiefs came out.
If you pass it, then this is... So it basically read of, we're recommending tax and regulate.
Of course they are. The police chiefs did come out with a statement
yeah.
against legalization and with all kinds of, the typical fear-mongering.
They've got to get their money somewhere. It's got to be replaced by something.
Well, this would
Hold
be
on.
New money.
Hold on. No. You save money by not throwing people in prison.
Right, or enforcing the laws or whatever. But this would be new money into the system. This doesn't replace any money. So not only are you saving money gate.
Would the fines not go away?
Yeah, they would go away if there were illegal cannabis.
Okay, so
costs more to put somebody behind bars than the amount of money that they got in a fine.
Well, they would say that there's nobody going behind bars because of cannabis these days.
Right. And on paper, it's like three layers deep, right? So the person is serving 6 months for violating probation, but the only reason they were on probation is because they got hit with possession of cannabis, and
right.
the violation of probation was possession
because
of cannabis.
Yep. But that doesn't
but
show up as
cannabis. But on paper, it shows up as VOP.
Correct. Correct.
People are sitting in prison for cannabis.
No doubt. I agree with you. I'm just telling you what they would say. And they have said it over and over again.
Yeah,
ad infinitum.
It wouldn't be the first time I've heard that either.
Yeah. So this from the executive director of the Marijuana Policy Project, saying that Michigan, which legalized recreational cannabis, making it the 10th state in the nation, says this is yet another historic election for the movement to end marijuana prohibition, saying that voters have once again sent a message loud and clear that it's time to legalize and regulate marijuana, which is my problem with Marijuana Policy Project. That's all they ever recommend is legalization and regulation. The victory in Michigan highlights just how widespread support is for marijuana policy reform, and this issue does not only enjoy the strong support on the coasts, but also in the Midwest and all throughout the country. Unquote. Michigan voters approved Proposal 1, allowing adults 21 and older to buy, grow, use, and possess cannabis for recreational purposes. Under the measure, adults can be in possession of 2.5 ounces of marijuana, a provision similar to the state's medical marijuana law approved in 2008. Adults can also grow up to 12 marijuana plants in their homes for personal use, and additionally, the initiative legalizes the cultivation of industrial hemp, which can be used to make textiles, biofuels, and foods. Voters in Missouri were considering three separate proposals to legalize medical cannabis on their ballot, and all three aimed to legalize the use, purchase, and possession of cannabis for medical purposes and would allow the state to set up a regulatory framework for licensed dispensaries. On Tuesday night, just one of the proposals passed. Amendment 2 legalized medical cannabis and imposes a 4% tax on all marijuana sales. That revenue will be used for healthcare services for veterans. And then finally, in Utah, the Salt Lake Tribune projected that voters would approve Proposition 2, which allows patients to legally use, possess, and purchase cannabis for medical purposes for conditions such as HIV, multiple sclerosis, post-traumatic stress disorder, epilepsy, autism, cancer, and Alzheimer's. During any 14-day period, a state-licensed cardholder could purchase as much as 2 ounces of cannabis. The measure would ban the smoking of marijuana, but does allow for vaping, marijuana-infused edibles, and other means of consumption. So, it's Utah, but it's progress.
Yes.
For Utah. Beginning in 2021, medical marijuana cardholders who live more than 100 miles from a state-licensed dispensary would be allowed to grow as many as 6 cannabis plants for personal medicinal use. However, access to legal marijuana for medical purposes was likely in the state. Regardless, if the measure passed in October, Utah medical marijuana advocates and state lawmakers agreed to a compromise bill that would legalize medical cannabis in the state, but with some differences from the ballot initiative. The most significant changes in the bill include that some qualifying conditions would be removed while others would be added. Local jurisdictions would have more power to ban dispensaries in their regions. That's not good.
Yeah.
Dispensaries would be forced to have a licensed pharmacist on staff. That's not good. And the shops would be renamed to pharmacies. And edibles would be banned, along with smoking, not good, but other ways to consume cannabis would still be allowed.
Hold on, so they're banning edibles and smoking?
If the bill passes. So the
so
ballot,
that would allow...
Injecting or something?
No, vaping.
Do people inject cannabis?
That would allow vaping.
Okay.
That's about it.
And the creams, I guess.
I guess, yeah. The bill requires a full vote in the legislature and a signature from the governor to become law, and the governor, Gary Herbert, who's a Republican, has called for a special session in an effort to pass the compromise bill.
Would a tincture be considered an edible?
It just goes under your tongue, right? I don't know.
Cannabis-infused sodas?
That's an edible.
Is it?
You're drinking it.
You drink it.
Yeah.
You don't eat it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, there's more coming up here. If you want to share your thoughts, you can bring up what you want as cannabis legalization measures move forward slowly but surely across the United States. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and join us here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open for you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So, lots in the news to discuss. We've been talking about the medical and legalization of cannabis initiatives that mostly passed this week, and apparently Michigan, now the 10th state in the United States to have legalized recreational use of cannabis, whereas Utah and Missouri are the, I believe, 31st and 32nd states, depending on how you count, that have legalized some form of THC-based cannabis for medicinal purposes. And a lot of people are going to, you know, be raising their eyebrows at the fact that Utah is, you know, not the last state.
Yeah, I certainly have.
To do it.
I knew some Mormons.
Really?
And,
in Jersey?
No. Out in California.
Okay.
When I was living there for a little, very short, brief time. And they were definitely, you know, like, I mean, they were no alcohol, no drugs.
Right.
And
no caffeine.
Yeah, no caffeine.
Right.
So, and I remember them, I remember the one gentleman not having so much a problem with us drinking, like other people drinking who were not Mormon. But you had to bring your own alcohol and so on. But he
right.
refrained from drinking. And so I thought that was quite interesting. And it kind of reminds me of Muslims, I guess, where they have a strict kind of code where they don't, you know, they don't do drugs or drink either.
Well, so if it's necessary, as I understand it, and I'm not a Muslim, but, you know, obviously we both know Will Coley very well,
sure.
Who's the host of Call to Freedom. And what he's explained to me is that if you need something for medicinal purposes, that's okay.
Fair enough.
But if you're
recreational,
if you're just using to get high,
right.
then that's not okay.
Right, and then there's also, as I understand it, different sort of interpretations of intoxicants.
There certainly are. But now again, that's for Muslim. I don't know what the Mormons say about it. Here's what the folks over at, this is the Universal Life Church, which is a really interesting church. And I think, Daryl, you and I are both ministers at the,
yes,
the ULC. But I get their newsletter. I think they do it weekly. And it's always got some really interesting kind of religious headlines. They pay attention to a lot of what's going on, in the news in other religions around the planet. And so this is coming from their website, the Universal Life Church Monastery. Headline, Inside the Mormon Church's Stunning About Face on Cannabis. It seems the Mormon Church has finally come around to the benefits of medical marijuana, breaking with its own longstanding prohibition on substances of all types, including alcohol, tobacco, illegal drugs, and even coffee. LDS leadership has reluctantly sided with pot activists to back legislation allowing medical marijuana to be sold in Utah. With considerable religious weight now behind the movement for legal pot, it looks likely that medicinal marijuana will soon become a reality in the traditionally conservative state. And this was written, obviously, before the vote this week, which did indeed approve the ballot measure to allow this for cannabis for medical purposes. The monumental shift in Mormon thinking should not be understated. LDS members adhere to very strict health guidelines known as the, quote, word of wisdom, which dictates that illegal drugs can especially destroy those who use them. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints' sudden about-face came after months of fierce debate, during which prominent LDS leaders argued strongly against allowing legal pot in any form. The surprising change of heart took many advocates off guard, considering the church has long been a primary opponent in the battle to ease marijuana restrictions. The LDS's global leader, Jack Girard, is apparently no longer worried that medical stores will encourage broader pot use. In a statement backing medical marijuana, Girard described being, quote, thrilled to be part of a movement that will, quote, alleviate human pain and suffering. There are some caveats, however. The compromise the church has agreed to will not allow patients who live too far from a dispensary to grow their own pot. It also outlaws the production of edible THC products like cookies and brownies that could potentially be appealing to children. Compromises aside, the simple fact that some form of medical cannabis is set to pass in conservative Utah underscores a radical shift in our society's attitude towards the once-feared drug. Medical cannabis use is already legal in over 30 states, with Missouri up to bat on the November ballot as well, and they also passed it.
Right.
Although still a tough sell on the federal level, individual states are realizing that it's easier to regulate a drug than to start a war against it, and much cheaper as well. As more states move to allow medical cannabis or even legalize the plant entirely, it seems increasingly likely that pot will become legal nationwide in our lifetimes. Will religious groups choose to be on the forefront of this revolution in thinking, or remain stubborn holdouts until the end? So it's a surprise. I don't think many people saw this one coming, with the Mormon Church changing its mind about cannabis. Yeah. Good for them.
You know what's interesting about this whole thing is that many religions, did they not? I'm pretty sure religions used to use cannabis and similar types of intoxicants in religious and spiritual ceremonies.
Oh, certainly. I don't think that's true of the Mormons, but some of them.
The mainstream religions, and not the super, super conservative ones.
Well, yeah, but like the Indians passed a peace pipe, right?
Yeah, and I'm thinking
right,
American
even
Indians. Predating the mainstream religions.
Which that would have been mainstream for the Indians, because that would have been their religion.
I mean, you know, like present
day. You mean Western
present
religion.
Religion. The mainstream religions currently are Christianity,
Islam,
To some extent, say, Buddhism.
Mm-hmm. And actually, Catholics use wine in their ceremonies.
Wine and cannabis are completely different things.
Well, he's talking about intoxicants.
I'm talking about intoxicants, so not necessarily just...
He was saying that some religions had historically used intoxicants.
No, I thought he said cannabis.
Cannabis and intoxicants is what it
means. Okay.
And others.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some truth to that. Jesus turned water into wine, didn't he? Supposedly, that's the story.
Right. And I mean, I think that's
the Catholic Church with the wine. It's only, you know, like a very small amount.
Sure,
and it's served to kids, young kids.
That's true, and that's somehow
again,
legal.
Very small amount.
Doesn't matter though. In some states, that's still going to be a criminal charge, right? If you serve a child with any amount of alcohol.
Right. I'm just pointing out they're not giving, you know, like full tall pours of
a glass
of wine.
Yeah, but I bet you there's some acolytes back there who are trying to like grab as many of those little, you know, those little whatever. I don't know, what do you call the little thumbtack size cups that they put them into?
The communion cups.
Teeny communion cups. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, maybe a quarter of an ounce of liquid, just enough to wash down the little cracker.
Yeah, they never, when I was growing up, I was in the Presbyterian church, and it was just grape juice. It wasn't actually wine.
Oh, yeah, Baptist church uses grape juice, too. Yeah,
huge disappointment.
That's interesting. In New Jersey, so I only know about New Jersey, and New Jersey, I do believe it's actual wine. And
with which church?
Catholics. Catholic
right.
church.
With Catholics,
right, no,
I believe
we're talking about things
wine.
That aren't Catholic churches.
Understood.
That use grape juice.
Right, but I'm assuming that they use grape juice because of the law?
No.
Oh. It's just the religion.
Okay.
It's their interpretation, and I've got a friend that is a Baptist preacher, and he says that what passed as wine 2,000 years ago was essentially grape juice that had just a very tiny amount of fermentation and wasn't enough to actually get anybody drunk.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know in New Jersey, at least I've always believed or understood in New Jersey, the law is something to the effect of you can drink, I think, in your, like, parents.
There generally are religious exemptions
and,
for certain things.
Right, in some states. In some sort of religious exemption.
I think New Hampshire was reading an article that New Hampshire is one of the few states that has no exemption.
Right.
That there is no
Interesting.
Exemption.
I wonder what the Catholic Church then does in this state.
I suspect they are ignored would be my guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as like parents, what I meant specifically was for parents who want to allow their children to taste some alcohol. Many states actually do have a carve out for that, but New Hampshire is one of the few that that does not. It's actually, even though New Hampshire is very free in a lot of ways, there's some ways where it is very kind of old school conservative restriction.
Puritan.
Yeah, puritanical.
Yeah, there's a fairly strong Quaker influence throughout New Hampshire.
So, anyway, good news on the cannabis legalization front. Of course, we'll keep you in the loop as that continues to develop. On the way here tonight, Daryl, you've got an update on Venezuela and what's going on with the inflation down there. Plus, Chris, you're going to be telling us about what I found to be a really interesting-sounding court case where some motorists, did you say it was Michigan where this was going on?
Michigan.
Michigan motorists are in a court case basically alleging that chalking of tires, so whatever it is, the parking guards, right, the parking enforcers, they chalk a tire to see how long you've been parking somewhere, that shouldn't they need to get a warrant before they can do that?
Right.
And I think that's a really interesting question. So
they can't put GPS devices, tracking devices on
without a warrant.
Without a warrant.
So why is
chalking
okay?
Why would they be allowed to chalk? Of course.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. So we'll get into that story coming up here in moments, because we've been fighting literally the parking situation here for years in Keene, New Hampshire. And by the way, they're going to raise the rates. I don't know if you heard that, but Keene, New Hampshire, the city councilors voted to raise the parking rates and the fines here in town. So who knows? Maybe Robin Hood's going to make a comeback one of these days. More coming up here in moments. Toll free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.